Okay, we are up to Yerushalmi Brachas, Daf Hey. And again, the Brachas Shirim have been sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Lila Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Bar Ableib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Benyamin Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. And we have exciting inyanim on today's daf. Every daf is exciting here in Daf Yomi land, but it's Daf Yomi Yerushalmi land, so we haven't been here that much. But Baruch Hashem, we have Daf Hey, and it was worth it to start Daf Yomi just to get one of the thoughts that we're going to say today. The first five daf, there was a thought that we'll hear today that we're going to take with us for the rest of our lives. Says the Gemara, the next 5-10 lines, not clear what this is doing here. The Mefarshim wonder what this section is doing here before we get back to talking about Shkia and Amor HaShachar and all this Mani Hayom. But in the middle here, we have the following. Zehu she'omedu mispalel. When somebody is davening, tzarech lahashvos es raglav. They have to put their feet together. They have to be mashve raglav. Again, the Rosh Sir Leo talks about maybe beforehand we were talking about the equilibrium between the sun and the moon. The sun coming up when the moon is going down. So that's kind of like how your legs have to be during davening. So maybe that's the connection. But either way, this Yerushalmi is quoted halacha lamaisa. So the statement is that your legs have to be shaveh. So what does shaveh mean? Train amorin, Rabbi Levi v'Rav Simon. There are two amorim that talk about this, Rabbi Levi and Rav Simon. Chad amar kimalachim, v'chad amar kikohanim. Do your legs have to be together like a malach legs are together? Like a malach has one leg, as the pasuk is going to say? Malachim don't have bodies. What does it mean it has a leg? But in the vision that some of the Nevi'im saw Malachim, it was the vision of a one-legged creature. The Chadam are Kohanim, and others say, no, one leg, not one leg, legs close together, like the Kohanim's legs are close together. What does that mean? Mandamar Kohanim, what does it mean like Kohanim? Lo sal b'mal lo sal mizbechi. The Pasuk says at the end of Yisro that we know there's an Isser Daraisa to have steps going up to the Mizbeach. It has to be a ramp. Why is it there a ramp going up to the Mizbeach? So the Kohanim could take very small steps, so they don't have to separate their legs, because that would be somewhat embarrassing to the floor, right? Even though they had Michnasayim on, which were like what we would call boxers, but still, it would be a tzniyus issue. Shoyim Mahalchem, and how'd they go up the Mizbeach? Shoyim Mahalchem, Ekev, Vesad Godo, Vagodo, Leitzer, Akev. They had their big toe behind their ankle, and they took baby steps, we would call them. That's how the legs were together, one in front of another. So the first opinion sounds like, and this is how Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, that you know what you have to stand in Shmona Esrei? You have to stand one foot in front of the other one. That will be a little tricky as we get older and trying to balance ourselves. But that's what it sounds like. Or maybe it just means it doesn't have to be mamish in front, but at least next to each other, but not even with each other. Having the heel of one next to the big toe of the other one. So together like that. So that's the first opinion. That when we stand together, when we daven, we have to have our legs together like Kohanim. Let's finish and then we'll talk. Umanda amar kemalachim v'raglehem ragel yishara. The one that says like malachim, because the pasuk says v'raglehem regel yishara. Right, the pasuk in Yechezkel, in the beginning of Yechezkel, when he had the Maaseh Merkava vision, and that's what he saw. So this is a machlokas. So a couple of points on the machlokas. First of all, the tour in Arachayim. The Torah in Aruch Chaim says, you have to have your feet together during Shemona Esrei. This is in Aruch Chaim Simen Tzadi Hei. What does it mean together? Says the Torah. It's 2 days in the Yerushalmi. The Torah did Yerushalmi. He says 2 days in the Yerushalmi. He starts off. V'yichavin raglav zeh itzal zeh, d'chsev raglav regli yishara, Yerushalmi. Zeh sh'omid b'tfilo tzorech lahashvos raglav, rebe levi, rebe simon, chadar akwal ha'chei shareis, v'chadar akikawanim. He has the flipped girsa. He has the manda amar of Malachim first. But either way, the Bach and the Beis Yosef both wonder here that the Gemara in Brachas, the Bavli, Dafyud, already has an opinion. Ha'mispal tzorech sh'yichavin is raglav, raglav regli yishara. Only one opinion is quoted there. So why does the Torah quote the Yerushalmi's 2 days and not the Bavli's 1 day? Right? And why is that, why do they do that? So the Bach says that Nira, he brought the Yerushalmi, Mishum Dav Tamud Didon Hayamash, but if you only had the Bavli, you would have thought that it's a Dinli Ikuva. You have to have your legs right next to each other, which is what, like the Malachim picture is, and if you don't, you're not Yotzi, you have to daven again. That's why the Torah quotes the Yerushalmi to say, yes, we paskin that you should have your legs together, but if you don't, so then remember there's another opinion in the Yerushalmi that says you don't have to have it together, at least with the Eved, we can rely on that. That's what how the Bach understands why the Torah quotes are Yerushalmi. The Beis Yosef has a different shot. He says, why does he quote the Yerushalmi? He says, because Sherabenu Sover Shein Hechra Mitamud Didon Tzorach Shiachav and Raglav Kamar, the Efshar to Kohanim. There, it doesn't say in the Bavli, what does it mean, Tzorach Shiachav and Raglav? Maybe we would have thought it means one in front of the other one, right? Raglav and Raglav Yeshara. Who says that it's in contrast? So, Dafka the Yerushalmi gives us understanding as to what the Bavli means. Because now we understand there are two possibilities, and therefore that is what is done. Of course, halacha lemaisa, we paskin that they should be together, but again, it's based on the Bavli and the Yerushalmi together. There is the Isser Daraisa of Lo Salav Malos HaMizbechi. That is an Isser Daraisa quoted by the Rambam, quoted by the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rambam says, there's an Isser to go up. Says the Rambam, mitzvah shmonim, mitzvah pei, sheziranu, me alos al mizbeach b'malos, k'desh li'if sepsiyas gasos. Right? You have to take small steps. Ekev besara godel. And if somebody goes up, if somebody's poseya psiya gasa, achi gala ervaso alav, loke. That's a isur daraisa. Well, it's malchus for that. Right? And the Bali Musar talk about, you get malchus for that. Is there really nakedness revealed? Is the mizbeach going to be like embarrassed? Right, by seeing the nakedness, there's not even, as we said, a kohen is covered. The answer is that mitzvahs are to teach us values, even if it doesn't apply specifically here. Right, the other classic example is the three reasons we cover the challahs. One of them is that the challah is not embarrassed because the challah should get the hamotzi first. Right, you never saw the story of the Chavetz Chaim where the husband screamed at his wife because she didn't cover the challahs, so he cared more about the challahs being embarrassed than his wife as being embarrassed. But either way, that's an important yesod musar. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma and Daf Chav Beis, remember the story there in Yuma Chav Beis, the Kohanim were running up the ramp, they were racing to try to get to the top first, and one of them ended up stabbing his friend. But it doesn't seem like they were going up, you know, baby steps. So what were they doing running up the ramp? It doesn't sound like they were being faulted. It sounded like they were racing up. So either they were running baby step, like with one toe in front of the, that's very hard, but he has that suggested. But then he says maybe only b'shas avoda do the kohanim have to go up the ramp in this way. B'shas avoda, when they're carrying the limbs up. But there, they were going up to get something. They were going up to be the first one. They were going up to Chumas HaDeshen. They weren't doing the avoda yet. That was a hechsher avoda. And maybe that's why it was okay. Okay, we continue. Once we're on the topic of Malachim, Rabbi Chanina ben Andrei, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Sotar. Hamalachim, ein lahem kvitzin. This is the thought to take home today. Malachim have no knees. Ein lahem kvitzim, right? Kofetz, to jump. They have no knees, right? That is the maitaima. How do you know that? Maitaima often in Yerushalmi means minahani mili, right? Maitaima, right? Where's the source? Because the pasuk says, karvas alchad min kaamya, right? Daniel has this vision. I saw one of them. The last prophet, the first prakim of Daniel, the first 6-7 prakim are unbelievably exciting. In Sefer Daniel. It's an underrated, underused Sefer. Towards the end of Daniel, we have no idea what it's talking about. When he gets to the certain visions, and we have all the Mefarshim try to figure out what he means, but this is one of those psukim. He says, I see one of them, it's Ka'amya, and we darshin Kaima. He's standing. They're always standing. Meaning they can't bend their knees, right? They can't jump. And therefore, that's the vision that they have. Says the Magid Ta'aluma. The Magid Ta'aluma is the Sefer of the Bnei Yisrael, Maseches Brachos. Says the Magid Ta'aluma, Malachim can't jump. Only people can jump. Because Malachim are born in the way that they're going to be forever and eternally. And Malachim have no knees. Right? Ein lahem kvitzin. This is Yerushalmi and Brachos to quote. Right? Malachim have no knees. Only people have knees. Says the Magid Ta'aluma, Elam Kfitz and Lashin Kofetz Badoleg, Hakofetz Kofetz B'Makom L'Makom, right? Zeu Achiluch Shmei Nishmas Yisrael L'Malachim, Malachim Nikrim Omdim. Again, it's a vart that said very famously, based on the pasuk in Zechariah, they're called Omdin and we're called Mahalchim. But here he's putting it into the Yerushalmi. Shelo yuchlo la'alos b'madrega yoser rakafi ha'madrega asher omdim be'ez b'riyasam. The malachim are created in the same way that they're going to be forever. Masha'en ke nishmas Yisrael yecholim kerega lehis alos b'chol pam kama v'kama madregas. The Amar v'rasati lo mahalchim b'na omdim me'ela. So the Gra says it on those psukim in Zechariah, but here the B'nai Yisachar says it on this Yerushalmi right here, malachim ein lohem kfitzin. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Ze sheroe es hakohanim beveis hakneses. If you see the kohanim in shul, that just means at the time of duchening, at the time of berachas kohanim, the Yerushalmi quotes that the tzibur says something at the end of each bracha. Bibracha rishona, after they say Yibracha Hashem Yishmeracha, Tzorach lomar baruchu es Hashem alachav. We should recognize the bracha and say something. Bishniya, baruchu es Hashem kol tzvaav. Bishlishis, baruchu Hashem kol ma'asav. Right, this is what you say, all the brachas. Bimusuf, and let's say it's a day that you have musuf, so therefore you have an extra birchas kohanim. So, bibracha rishon etzorach lomar, shira malos, hinei baruchu es Hashem, kol avdei Hashem, ha'om din beveis Hashem balelos. Right, you say that parak of Tehillim, you say that pasuk. Bishniya, suidechem kodesh. Lift up my hands, right, which is the minhag of some svardim to say when they do netilas yadayim. Bishlishis, yibarech Hashem itzion. So these are the special psukim you say at Berachas Kohanim, by Shachris and by Musaf. V'im ha'yu arba, and if it's one of those days that have four Berachas Kohanim, for example, says the Pnei Moshe, ta'anios ma'amados u'b'yom ha'kipurim, Shachris Musaf mincha ni'ila. Again, bizman hazeh, we don't, let's say on Yom Kippur, for example, the only day that we still have it, we don't duchen by mincha because of the Gemara Tainus talks about the Gzeir Mishav other days, Shechrus, but Ila we do because there's no parallel. So if you have a Ni'ila, so what if you have two other duchenings, but in the days we're talking about here, you have four duchenings. So Choser, Tilis, Yasa, Kikad Mesa. Third, meaning mincha, you say the same psukim as you did for Shachris, or Viyasa, Kitin Yas Vasa. And the fourth is like the second, and the Ni'ila, you say the same psukim as you do by, that you did by Musaf. Okay, psukim. If you look in the Gemara Masechta Sota, there are opinions that no, one should not say psukim, and that, of course, you never heard of this, we never heard of this, that's what we paskin. Shulchan Aruch says that one should not be saying anything during Berachas Kohanim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, Sif Chavav. B'sha Hashem Avarchin, when the Kohanim give us a bracha, ein lomar shum pasuk. Ela yishtaku v'yachavnu lebracha. Right? Quiet and be mechavein. What do you mean mechavein? There's a Sefer Charedim. Now we're familiar with the Charedim. We'll get to it. The Sefer Charedim says that's the first Bir Halacha in Hilchos Berachas Kohanim. I think it's the first one that he quotes the Sefer Charedim, that there's a mitzvah lehisbarech. Pirish Kasab Sefer Charedim. The first page of the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis. Mitzvah zaseh levarecha kohen es Yisrael. Shnemer kos varechos bei Yisrael. V'Yisrael om depanem kedeg kepnei akonim kishtika. U'mechavnem libon lekabel berchasam. Kidvar Hashem. Heim nami bechlal ha-mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. For Yisrael to be misbarech. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Don't talk. Mishnah Berurah. Deklum yesh evet shemavarechan oso veino mazin. First of all, you have to listen. And you shouldn't talk. And that's what v'chein kasu achronim v'chein ikar. We shouldn't be saying anything during Berachas Kohanim, that is, again, against the Gemara here that talks about saying brachos at the end of each Berachas Kohanim. Just two thoughts, again, Berachas Kohanim we can have many hours of shir on, just two thoughts of Dibri Agada that we've mentioned in other contexts. First, Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer in Parshas Naso. The Medrash says, on Kos Savarach was B'nai Yisrael. The Medrash, Amru Yisrael of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La Kohanim Ata Omer She Yavarchu Osanu, we don't want a bracha from the Kohanim. We want a bracha from you. Hashem, what are you giving us the second rate? We want a bracha from you. Amar le Makadosh Baruch Hu, afal pi she'ani mitzav al Kohanim she'yivarchu eschem, ani omeid u'mevarech eschem. Even though I told the Kohanim to give you a bracha, I'm going to stand there and give you a bracha. It's Sarach Lomar. Lashon, right, what is that? What does that mean? Ein anu tzrichim. We only need Ela Leberchatcha. Havel Lameimar Ein Anu Rotsim. Right? Why did they say the language of the Medrash is we don't need? What do you mean we don't need? We could use anybody's bracha. Right? We just say we don't want anyone's bracha besides yours. V'lashen Ein Anu Tzrichim Mashma Shemistafchim Bahamuat Mi Berachas Kohanim. V'alo Adarabah Berachas Hashem Meruba. V'nirali, says the Ksav Sofer. V'hinei adam mivarach lechaver, ba'osher richas yamim, kavod v'chadome. We, human beings, give each other a bracha. Mashal pi rov, hadam chafetz bo. We say, nachas from the children, arichas yamim, good health, all good things, your job should work out, your this should work out. But you know what? Do we really know what's good for the other person? Do we have any idea the best thing that this person should get? No. So, by definition, a human being's bracha is limited. Right? Hopefully, it works out. But al adam eni yodem ala tovaso ola raso. Mevakish dvarim ke'ilu tamid. V'isi mishaprim, shashem is palel, shecha is palel, shashem yitin lo mashi yimsa lo tovlo. Right? And it's, right? That's what he says in Pirkei Avos. Al tas tfilascha keva. Don't make your tfila set. Only this. Right? The post can talk about. Don't be so limiting. Right? El rachma v'sachnunim. Hashem, please help out this person in their shidduch, whenever it's supposed to be. Help out this parnasa, help out. V'shol yivakech beis Hashem davar kavua. Shitin l'cha ketoveh davar mechaveiro. No. Ulai Hashem yodeh that it's not good for you. So, atas keva. So we say to Hashem, we don't need the koanims. What does that mean? We only need yours. Hagam shebetev adam shemishtokek la'osher ubanim b'chavid. The right and everything that's good. Aval einanu rotzim rak mibirchascha. Because we know what you give. So therefore, what does Hashem say? It's me giving. Yivrecha Hashem b'yishmerecha. Yar Hashem panav. Hashem should give you the bracha that he knows is the right one. That's what the Kohanim are saying. Yar Hashem panav ilacha. Yisa Hashem. So the bracha is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the vehicles. But that's one idea. He has another idea, but I'll save that for now. Rabbi Mordechai Willig Shlita, in the Hakdamah to his Sefer Am Mordechai, he talks about how interesting each of the brachas are a double. Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yor Hashem v'ichuneka. Yisa Hashem v'yasem lecha. Why are each of them double? So Rabbi Willig explains on the first page in the Hakdamah in the Psicha to his Sefer on Meseches Brachos. So it's in Yana Dioma to quote this on the Yerushalmi. And in brachas, he says, because every bracha that we receive is amazing, but we need shmira on the bracha. Somebody gets a bracha of osher, so that could be a great thing, but sometimes it could be misused and abused. Somebody gets a bracha of anything, fill in the blank. They get a certain job. They move into a certain community, whatever it is. Every bracha that we get could be latov or not latov. So when we have the bracha, every bracha has a shmira. Yivarecha Hashem, what is that talking about? That's talking about mamon, Rashi says. The yishmerecha men amazikin, the money should be guarded and really be a bracha for you. Ya'er Hashem panav, that's yiruchnius. A person shouldn't all of a sudden, right? I'm learning Shas Yerushalmi now. I am such a tzaddik. I am so amazing. Do you know I go to Yerushalmi shir every day? I'm awesome. You know what? I don't really have to do so many other mitzvahs because I'm just a Yerushalmi Jew now. So if we learn more Torah, it could work against us. So Yor Hashem v'chuneka, it should be favor. You should have favor in the eyes of Hashem, in the eyes of God, in the eyes of people. And Yis Hashem panav elecha, the two together should have the proper balance. V'yasem l'cha shalom, you should have shalom between all the brachas, the Ruchni's brachas, the Gashmi's brachas. So those are just two thoughts on Birchas Kohanim that we have. Okay, now we get back to talking about the times in the morning. And again, something very famous coming up on Amud Beis. See, in Yerushalmi, we're generally not so familiar with what's on the next daf. So sometimes things creep up, and we might know it from elsewhere, but it's going to be right here, as Beis Hashem will see soon. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, May ayelas hashachar ad sheyer hamizrach, from ayelas hashachar. So again, that does not mean what we call dawn. There's going to be two time periods. From the Ayelat HaShachar, which let's call the morning star, the earliest rays, as the sky starts getting a little light, until dawn, and then from dawn until Nesachama. So there's going to be two time periods. We're talking about the first one first. Amar Bechanina, Me Ayelat HaShachar Cheyer HaMizrach Adam Mahalech Arbaaz Milen. The time it takes 4 mil. Let's say a mil is 18 minutes, so 72 minutes. Mi Cheyer HaMizrach Ad Shetan Nesachama Arbaaz Mil. And another 4 mil, from dawn until How do I know the first one? How do I know the first one is 4 mil? The psukim we had on the previous daf, it says by stone. So it says it was shachar the beginning of the lights, and then it says, by the time the sun came, right, Lot was in Soar. Umitzom litzoar, boss mil. And it takes 4 mil to get from Stom to Soar. And you know, Lot started off when the light was just coming up. He started off in Stom and now he's in Soar. So that's how you know it's 4 mil. Says the Gemara, Yoser Havin, it's more than 4 mil. It's more than 4 mil to those two places from Stom to Soar. So how do you know this time period is 4 mil? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hamalachay Mekadid is our Girsa. The other Girsa is Mekader, Lifnei Maderech. You're right, it's 5, like we had a little bit yesterday. If you go up and over the mountains, you know, it takes more than 4. But the Malach, when they went through, they zapped through the mountains. They pierced through the mountains. Right? We have this Lashon, right? The Sefer Charidim quotes it. We have this Lashon in Mishnayos in Erevin. Makadzrin Baharim, when you try to measure for the 2,000 Amos. It's Kilo. The Lashon language is you pierce through the mountains as if you go straight, and you don't take the amount of ground level that you have to go over the mountains. So that's why it's 4. That's why it's 4. Ask the Sefer Charedim. But 1 second. So how did we know this? Right? So how do you know that the time period is from Soar, we're trying to prove from here it's 4 mil. But I was saying that it's really more. So Vim Tomar on the second, the bottom line. Minaleha Dilma Yoser Mishir Abba Milan. So maybe the Shir is more than 4 mil. Because the normal way of going is more than 4 mil. Yeshlomar says the Charedim, Da'kasiv mashma, de'balomar. The pasuk sounds like it's telling us something unusual. Dineis iralo, va'omer tirepele asalo Hashem. See the amazing wonder that Hashem performed. Shemiyad, she'ala Hashem, she'ashiyadim na'ares, higiyah lo letzor v'nim ala me'aficha. It sounds like the pasuk is trying to tell us something amazing about what happened, and that's why we assume it was miraculous. Okay, so this is Rabbi Chanina's opinion. Rabbi Chanina says the time it takes to walk 4 mil, 72 minutes or so, sometimes between 72 and more, that's from the morning star until dawn, and from dawn until Nates. Uminayin. Next page. Uminayin, turning over. How do you know the next section? Right? How does he know that? Ukimo, right? Because that was just right from dawn until the sun. So uminayin. Miayalas hashachar atsheyer hamizrach arbasmil. Kimo ukimo. Mila midamya lechaverta. The extra vav, which we don't need. That means you have two back-to-back, the Gemara assumes. And therefore, there's a back-to-back, two time periods that are the same length, 4 mil from morning star to dawn, and 4 mil from dawn until Zericha. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Hada Ayalasa Deshachra, right? That morning star, Manda Amar Kochavta Hitaya. Anyone who says it's the Kochavta, anybody who says that we said Kochavta a couple days ago was Venus or some other shining star, if you think that's what the Ayelet HaShachar that's being referred to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, as we'll see soon, you're mistaken. Why? Zimnin dihim akadma v'zimnin dihim achra. Because it doesn't come up at the same time. And it's used as a marker by Chazal and by the Psukim that it always has the same time from Ayelet HaShachar to dawn. But the Kochavta doesn't come up at the same time. It doesn't rise and is visible at the same time. Doesn't have a fixed time, and therefore it can't be. Ayelet HaShachar has a fixed time and the Kochavta doesn't, so the Kochavta can't be the Ayelet HaShachar. My Kadun, so what does it look like? What does it look like, the Ayeles HaShachar, Kimintrain Dukronin. It's like two horns, a Karen, the Nahur of light, the Salkin Min Madincha that goes up from the east. Remember, Aramaic, Dalin and Zion switched, like Mizrach, Umanarin and light. So it's like two rays of light that come out from the east. I saw a different Mefarshim try to figure out exactly, astrologically, what exactly it is, but it's a very, very early time before the sun comes up, before even dawn, the beginning. It's two rays of light. That's the Ayeles HaShachar. Okay. Dalma. What's Dalma? So the Charedim, always helpful towards the beginning here of Yerushalmi. Lashon, on the left side, Lashon Kitzarehu. This is a short for Dalma Damya. Dalma is This is comparable to the following. This is connected to the following. Ubechol Maisa Shemesaper B'Yushalmi Maskol Kach. Stories start with this word. Dalma. Right? It's right? Domilama. Similar to what? Right? Similar to what? It's like the word Dmai. Right? Domai. Right? Doma. Da, this is, da, this. Lama Dami. What is it? Similar to the following. And here we go. Very famous Chazal. Right, we know it from Purim time. We know it from Medrash. But here it is: Rabbi Chiya Rabba, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Havi Mahalchin Bahada Bikas Arbel Bekritzta. Right, these two great rabbis, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, were going next to the Arbel. Right at sunrise, it says the Bikas. So many have been to the Arbel, which is, overlooks the Kinneret. And right, all of the Yerushalmi, as we said in the Hakdama, was written in that area. There were the centers of learning, Tveria, Tzipori, Usha, right, and near the Arabel. It's right there, right, Arabel, right. One of the mountain right next to the Arabel today is called Har Nitai Harabeli, right, from Pirkei Avos, right. So right by the Arabel, by that cliff, you can't miss the cliff of the Arabel. So they were walking there. And they saw the tiny little light. Maybe they saw these two little lights in the morning. Amar Reb Chiya Rabbal, Reb Shimon ben Yechalafta, Barebi. Big discussion what Barebi means. Doesn't mean Gadol Hador. Kachi Gulas Shel Yisrael. You see this tiny little light in the darkness? And it gets a little bigger, and it gets a little bigger, gets a little bigger, gets a little lighter and lighter. That's how Gula happens. Gula doesn't happen. Boom! No, it happens little by little. Betchila Kima Kima. Right? Little by little. Kol Mashihi Oleches, Hi Rabba Vaholeches. And continues and gets stronger and stronger. My taima, again, my time is not immediately. Like, how do you know this? Because the pasuk says, Ki Esha Bachoshech, I sit in darkness, Hashem or Li. Hashem is life for me. And in the darkness, there's already Or. And this is a reference to Ayelas HaShachar, right? One of the names of Esther is Ayelas HaShachar, because as the Gemara is about to say here, but also the Medrash says that parak in Tehillim. Lamnatzeach Ayelas HaShachar, Esther said that parak as she was walking to Achashverosh, right? Because maybe she realizes the stages of the Geula. She's hoping, she's praying for the stages of the Geula, but that's what it is. Kach betchila. And we go through the whole Purim story. We're not having a Purim shiur now, but we know the whole Purim story. It shows the stages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was behind the scenes bringing the Geula. It didn't happen overnight. Mordechai Yoshi B'Shar HaMelech. Mordechai was sitting, remember, and he overheard the Bigson and Seresh, and he got written down in the Sefer HaZichronos. Who knew that was going to be part of the Geula? Who knew that was going to be the source of the salvation? And Haman took the clothing and garbed Mordechai. And then Mordechai goes back to the Shar HaMelech. What does that mean? How does that pasuk part of the process? So if you look in the Charedim, he's not goreis this line. Because what do you mean? Because the Bavli says he went back even after he had the clothing on and he rode the horse. He went back, he put on his sackcloth again. Nothing changed. He sat back down on the floor and he was crying. So the Sefer Charedim takes out that line and says, no, that's not part of the Geula. But if you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, no, leave it in. Because he thinks the Bavli must argue on the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi holds when he went back in, he didn't put back on his sackcloth. He must have knew, he felt the Geula was happening. He went back with pride. He went back standing up straight. Kinnire, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Sefer Lele Yerushalmi. Again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a biur, a running commentary on the whole Yerushalmi. It's called the biur. It's like three or four, a couple of volumes. But Oz Vahadar put it on the side here. Kinnire, the Sefer Lele Yerushalmi. The Chazar al Shar HaMelech ki kfar heisir sako v'taniso. Below Sefer Lele Kedamar b'Gemara b'Bavlis el sako v'taniso soshav. So that's why this is part of the Geula. So the whole Purim story happened little by little. Right? The Bali Musar say, Hakore l'mafreya lo yatsa. Right? If you read the Megillah out of order, you're not Yotze. Why? Because the message of the Megillah is to read it step by step and realize how every story led to another story, led to another story. And what were they doing in Shushan? Because Achashverosh built a throne that was to mirror the throne of Shlomo HaMelech, and they built it in Shushan. They couldn't schlep it to where he was, so they went to Shushan. That's the city where Mordechai and Esther was. Everything was part of it. I saw in the Minchas Elazar, one of his shuvas, one of the Munkacha Rebbe's, it's Lashitaso, he says, but all the geulas happened in the past little by little, but the future geula is going to happen quickly. Because the pasuk says, pitom, pasuk in Malachi, pitom. Right? But it sounds like these rabbis are trying to give chizuk to their generation. Kima, kima, what, they're only talking about the past? Pashtus is that it's also talking about the future. Yes, it says pitom. The Makabe Patish is going to be pitom suddenly, and the Chafetz Chaim writes about that word pitom, that we have to be ready and we have to learn Kachim and Taris and pitom. But Geula is a process we mention often. The Pasuk says, Ani v'rochev ala chamor. The Pasuk says that the Mashiach is going to come like poor riding on a donkey. Why a donkey? Because a donkey doesn't go straight. The donkey goes a little bit and it stops, and it goes backwards and it stops, and it sits down and doesn't go straight. That's Geula. Geula is little by little a surprise. You have to recognize, and that's what Rabbi Chiya Rabba said to Rosh Hashanah Chalafta. Vaiter. Va'asya to Rabbi Chanina k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chanina, who said before that the time period is 4 mil, right, between the morning star and dawn, and between dawn and Nates, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the following Rabbi Yehuda, also holds that. The tiny b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Ov yoshal rakia malech hamishim shana. What does that mean? When the sun from the morning star till it gets to dawn, that time period when it's in the firmament, so to speak, under the horizon, the distance that it travels is the distance that it would take a man 50 years to walk. Adam Beinu, we're going to do a little math. Adam Beinu ni malach arba mil bayom. An average person walks 40 mil every day, can walk 40 mil every day. Acha chama no seres barakia, mahalech chamishim shana, adam mahalech arba's mil. Remember we said, but the time between the morning star and dawn, that's 4 mil. So that time period in the morning is 1/10 of what a man could walk every day. That's the time. Right, it's 4 mil, and a man could walk 40 mil the whole day. So Nimseis Omer, so the sun goes, the amount of time that it would take a person to walk 550, it would take him to walk 50 years. So if that's 1/10, so Nimseis Omer, Shavi Shurakiya, Echad Me'asar Bayom, and therefore it would be as long as it takes 500 years. But what do you see in this whole discussion? He's working with the 4 mil number, which is the same number that Rabbi Chanina was working with before. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yehuda both held that. Two more lines. Ukeshem she'ov yishar rakia ma'alei chamishim shana. And just like the thickness, so to speak, of the firmament that it goes through during that 4 mil time for us is the distance that it would take us to walk 50 years. Kach ov yishal eretz va'ov yishal tahom ma'alei chamishim shana. Whatever this is, the depths of the earth and the depths of the depth of the, maybe inside the earth, Mahalech Hamishim Shana. There's a lot of symbolism to this, which we're not going to go into now. Matam, how do you know there's a connection between the rakia, the firmament, which the sun goes through in the morning, and the earth and the depths? Because the Pasuk puts it all together. Hayoshiv al chug aretz, v'ksiv v'chug shamayim yisalech, v'ksiv v'chug al chug al pnei tahom, chug chug l'zera shava. So, the chug chug compares all of these three. Again, we don't exactly know what is being referred to here, different items in the heaven and in the depths, but they all have the same, so to speak, area, and we will stop here.